بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, بإذن الله تعالى, this is going to be our 36th session, reading from the commentaries, some brief commentaries related to العقيدة التحاوية مع الإمام أبو جعفر أحمد ابن محمد ابن سلامة التحاوي رحمه الله. Before we look at the statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi for tonight's session, we're going to quickly review, as we normally do, some of the points that we discussed last week from questionnaire study guide for lecture number 35. First question being mentioned, the 60th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. This statement is numbered in two parts, as 135 and 136 in the Arabic commentary of Sheikh Salih Fawzan, and it's numbered as 134 and 135 in the English translation. The 60th statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. Naam, Adam.
Al-Amnu wal-Iyasu yanqulani an al-Millah wa sabeelu al-Haqq baynahuma li ahli al-Qibla.
Tayyib. Now, somebody tell us, what's the meaning of that? Al-Amnu wal-Iyas, now.
Should we read the English one?
Yes, please. Please.
Loss of fear of Allah's punishment and loss of hope of Allah's mercy. Remove one from Islam, the right path for Ahl al-Qibla's Qibla between the two.
Taif. Al-Amnu well, yes, meaning a person who feels safe and secure from Allah's punishment, or the person who has given up hope of Allah's punishment. These two things take a person out of Islam. And the correct way for the people of the Qibla, any of the Muslims, the correct path is between these two. That a person, yani, has a balanced position between these two, that is, having fear of Allah's punishment and at the same time having hope of His mercy and His favor. Question number 2. Summarize Sheikh Salih Fawzan's comments on the above statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. Sheikh Salih Fawzan's comments on this statement. Fadl. Yes.
Me?
Yes.
من وصول العقيدة الإسلامية الخوف والرجاء وهما من أعظم الأصول في العقيدة.
طيب. يعني this is from the fundamentals of the Islamic Aqeedah. These two matters, al-khawf wal-raja, fear and hope. And these two things, he said, are from the greatest, most important, most significant of the fundamentals of aqidah. They are not subsidiary matters. They are of the most important matters. And he also mentioned that, and very importantly, he mentioned that, yeah, طيب, that these two things, al-khawf wal-raja, that we have to combine them together. Yani that it's not sufficient to lean in one direction or the other, to just take one of them without the other. Rather, both of them have to be yani recognized. Question number 3. Memorize one of the ayat with Sheikh Salih Fawzan. Hafidhullah mentions in support of these two essential descriptions of a believer. Naam, Ahmed.
يدعوننا رهبا ورغبا.
طيب, that meaning? يدعوننا?
Used to call out.
The prophets, naam. Allah is describing, giving a description of some of the prophets, and he says from their descriptions that they used to يدعوننا. They used to supplicate to us, yani with hope and fear, with yani desire, hope of Allah's favor and His mercy, and fear of His punishment. Yani the prophets and messengers, they had fear of Allah's punishment, and they had hope of His reward. Naam. And the Shaykh mentioned several ayat. Question number 4. What is the third essential characteristic that a believer must have in this, in his relationship with Allah? The third, on this side, anybody? Naam, Fadl. Love for Allah. Yani in addition to having fear of Allah's punishment and hope of His mercy and His favor and His bounty, person must have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there must be love. These three things are essential. The fifth question is, which person limits himself to love alone, and which person limits himself to fear alone, and which person limits himself to hope alone? Nasir.
The one who limits himself to love alone is from the Sufis.
The people who limit themselves to love alone, they claim we don't fear Allah's punishment, we don't hope for His Jannah, we just love Him, we just worship Him out of love. This is the Sufis. Naam. Somebody else, second one. Abdul Wali.
The Khawarij limits himself to fear alone.
Yeah, you know. The Khawarij, they limit themselves to fear alone, and they don't pay attention to the textual evidences from the Quran or the Sunnah that mention hope. Hope of Allah's pardon and forgiveness. Yani they just see that Allah has threatened people to commit sins with punishment. That's it. That's all they can see. They're lopsided completely on that side. And the third group? Yani naam, fadl. Okay. What about them?
They limit themselves to hope alone.
They limit themselves to hope alone. The murji'ah. Limit themselves to hope alone. They only can recognize the textual evidences that give a person hope of Allah's mercy, that Allah is merciful, and that Allah is forgiving, and Allah pardons and overlooks. That's all they can see, and therefore they went yani to the other extreme. Question number six. The believer's state of being between khawf, fear, and raja, hope, has been compared to a bird in which manner? In what way? Now, Muhammad. Like the two wings of a bird. Anybody further? What about the two wings of a bird? Naam.
They have to be equal.
They have to be equal. There is this balance between this fear of Allah's punishment. It doesn't go to the extreme. Because there's also what? To balance it out? Hope of Allah's mercy and His favor and His bounty. And this is the balance. And those, naam.
And the head
above. And some of the scholars said the head yani of the bird is like, yani represents that essential element of love. And if the head is gone, the bird is dead. But if the wings are not balanced, if one of them has any defect in it, the bird will not be able to fly. It will fall. Question number seven. What does Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Hafizullah, say the Muslims are? Why does he say the Muslims are called Ahlu al-Qibla? Zaki. Yani, because they pray towards the Qibla. They are named, yani, Ahlul Qibla because they pray towards the Qibla, which is what? What is the Qibla? The Kaaba. Because they pray, because the people who pray towards the Kaaba, that Allah commanded the people to pray to. And that's because the Muslims are slaves of Allah, worshippers of Allah, and they follow Allah's command. So the people who pray towards the Qibla, towards the Kaaba, are called Ahlul Qibla. And whoever doesn't pray towards the Kaaba is not from the Ahlul Qibla, is not from the Muslims. Mention the 61st statement of Al-Imam al-Tahawi, numbered as 137 in the Arabic commentary of Sheikh Salih Fawzan and 136 in the English translation. Let me look on this side so I can not overlook. Yeah, Naam, Dawood.
Into it.
Jazakallah khair. That's right. Help you, brother. But I heard you, though. I don't know if you were trying to whisper so I didn't hear or what. But in any case, alhamdulillah, good. It's good. It's good, mashallah. When we have tests, inshallah, we have open book tests. Because the point is not to fail. The point is to just look for it and find it. If you find it, you're good to go. Type. Yani, a person doesn't go out of iman due to denial, and that's what he, I don't know if you heard him, due to denial, a person doesn't go out of iman due to denial of that which was the cause of him entering into it. Person, that, yani, we don't say, except by this. This is not the only means of a person going out of Islam. Although Imam al-Tahawi is saying that this is the thing that takes a person out of Islam. But in reality, This is not the only thing that takes a person out of Islam. Yani denial of the thing that caused him to enter. Question number 9. What does Sheikh Saleh Fawzan say, this statement of Imam Tahawi? Or why does he say it's subject to criticism? Why is this statement subject to criticism? Fadl. Now.
Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafizahullah, says statement is objectionable because there are many nullifiers of Islam besides the Shahada.
No, because this is not the only thing that nullify a person's Islam. Yani just the denial of the Shahada due to which a person entered Iman. He also said something else before that. Somebody else, Abdul Wali.
Because it is the doctrine of the Murji'.
Yeah, this statement, yani, is criticized, it's objectionable, because this is the position, this is the opinion, this is the aqidah of the Murji'ah. And that is a wrong aqidah. Final question, what are three things mentioned by Sheikh Saleh Fawzan which nullify a person's Islam? Three things that he mentioned. He mentioned several things, Sharif. One.
Rejection,
okay. Yani, we know, yani, that's what Imam Tahawi started with, that a person goes out of Islam by rejection of what? Entered them, what admitted them into Islam. But what else did he mention besides that? Zaki. Okay, shirk. We said that that's, yani, already, that's a qualification of his statement from the beginning. That, yani, we say a person doesn't go out of Islam, yani, due to a sin they committed unless they made halal. He said, I mean, unless they declare it to be permissible, what Allah may prohibit it. But from the beginning, we should say that this has nothing to do with shirk and kufr. But what are some of the things other than shirk and kufr, and other than denial of the thing that admitted a person into Islam, Ahmed? Okay, making fun, making mockery of the deen or any aspect of the deen. Making mockery of any aspect of the deen takes a person out of Islam. What else? What else did he mention? Sheikh Saleh Fawzan. And there are lots of things. But I'm saying, what did Sheikh Saleh Fawzan mention? Now. Now. Yani, declaring something to be lawful, which Allah made haram, or its opposite. Or its opposite. Now, what else did he say? Now.
Not learning. Come into Islam and then not learn.
Okay, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan mentioned that, but Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab mentioned that. That a person who comes into Islam and doesn't seek knowledge of Islam, doesn't seek to learn Islam, nor act upon it. This is i'rad al-Din. This is takes a person out of Islam. What else? What else now? Okay, he mentioned that in a different part, but that's good. No, that's good. Yeah, a person abandoned Salat, and knowingly, willingly, consciously. Yani not performing the salat. Yani just not having any concern about performing salat. What else? Did he mention anything else? Maybe he mentioned a couple more things. That's good, alhamdulillah. We said three, right? So we got about four or five. Dawood.
Declaring lawful, what's unlawful?
Tayyib. What about sacrificing an animal to other than Allah? Also, right? Tayyib. Obviously our time is very limited between Maghrib and Isha. Wallahu musta'an. That's why tonight we're only taking one statement of Imam Tahawi. But we're going to look at a couple of other commentaries, brief commentary of Sheikh Abdulaziz Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, and also somewhat lengthy commentary of Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, hafidhullah, may Allah protect and preserve him, under this statement of Imam Tahawi, which he has in his Arabic edition numbered as 138. It's the 62nd statement of Imam Tahawi. He numbered as 138. He says, "Well, imanu huwa al-iqraru bil lisan wa tasdiq bil janan." That the iman is iqrar bil lisan. Yani to affirm, to acknowledge, to confess with the tongue. Confess to the truth with the tongue. That iman is confession or acknowledgement or affirmation on the tongue. What tasdiq bil janan, and to attest or to confirm, yani to believe in the truthfulness of Islam, of what Islam requires, yani the shahadatain as the fundamental, yani that a person acknowledges with their tongue and they also confirm or attest to the truthfulness of Islam in their heart. Confession on the tongue and acknowledgement or confirmation or attestation in the heart. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan says, هذا تعريف المرجية. That this is the definition of iman of the murjia. This is the definition of the Murji'a. And he's going to explain later, just make a note here, that the Murji'a are a number of different groups. All of them are Murji'a because they all agree on one thing, and that is that actions are not a part of Iman. So we see in this statement here that there's no mention of actions. So that's why he's saying this is the definition of the Murji'a. There are other definitions of Murji'a too. But all of them agree on one thing, actions are not a part of Iman. So when we say this is the definition of the Murji'a, this is the definition of one group of the Murji'a, the Hanafiya and the Maturidiya. هذا تعريف المرجية قصروا الإيمان على الإقرار باللسان والتصديق بالجنان, meaning they limited Iman to these two things, the affirmation on the tongue and the confirmation of the truth in the heart. They limited Iman to these two matters. فالقول الحق, but the true statement of what is Iman is that Iman is قول باللسان وَاعْتِقَاد بِالْقَلْبِ وَعَمَلْ بِالْجَوَارِ. The true statement, that which is correct, has three elements. It is speech, yani statement on the tongue, and it is also a conviction that's in the heart, that the heart is fixed to, and it is also actions of the limbs. And the actions of the limbs were not mentioned in the definition of Al-Imam al-Tahawi. So here he clarifies this matter, yani Sheikh Salih Fawzan, so that there's no doubt about it. فالأعمال داخلة في حقيقة الإيمان. That deeds, that's the issue here, that deeds, actions, are part of the reality of Iman. وليست بشيء زائد على الإيمان. It's not something just extra. After you have Iman, this is something extra. No, it is actually داخلة. It's a part of, it's inclusive in the reality of Iman. So whoever limits Iman to al-qawl bil-lisan, just the speech on the tongue, yani the confession or acknowledgement of the tongue, wa tasdeeq bil-qalb, and the affirmation of the truthfulness in the heart, the person who only, and he limits Iman to the speech that's necessary on the tongue and the, yani, testifying to the truthfulness in the heart believing, having conviction, having, yani aqidah, having conviction of the truth in the heart, without, yani including deeds, فَلَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلُ الْإِيمَانِ أَهْلِ الْإِيمَانِ الصَّحِيِ. Then this person is not from the people who have correct Iman. Whoever limits it to that which is in the heart and on the tongue is not from the people who have correct Iman. Valid Iman. The Shaykh says, so Iman is like the scholars. The ulama said, it is speech on the tongue, it is testifying to the truthfulness of this matter in the heart, yani having conviction in the heart, and actions that are performed by the limbs of the body. يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالعصيان. And this Iman that is in the heart, on the tongue, and manifested in the limbs, the actions of the human being, it increases with obedience to Allah, and it decreases with disobedience to Allah. And this is a main issue here, because as a result of the people who didn't include actions as a part of Iman, as a result of that, they went astray on the matter of the reality that Iman increases and decreases. If actions are not a part of Iman, then there's no increase or decrease. Because actions, yani, Iman increases by what? By doing acts of obedience. And decreases by acts of disobedience. And it could be expressed in other words, but that's the way the Shaykh expressed it here. That it increases and decreases. But if actions are not a part of Iman, then Iman doesn't increase and decrease. And this is one of the, yani, one of the manifestations of the falsehood of this definition of Iman, that is just on the tongue and in the heart. One of the proofs of that is that that definition, yani, leads the person to take a position that Iman doesn't increase and decrease. That is just one thing and it's stable. And it's all the same for everybody who ever has it. You either have it or you don't have it. The Qawaid said you either have it or you don't have it. If you lose it, you became a kafir. And the Murji'a said, if you have it, you're Iman, kamil al-Iman. If you have it, because it's just one thing. It doesn't increase, there's no difference between the people of Iman. Everybody's Iman is the same. And Sheikh Al-Bani discusses in detail. I hope we have time to read what he said, even if we read it quickly. So here, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Hafizahullah, has mentioned these three elements of Iman, that it's in the heart, on the tongue, and the limbs of the body, a manifestation in the actions. But he added to this that it increases and decreases. And this is very important because this is a point of difference between the Salaf and the Murji'a, particularly the Hanafiya, because they are the closest of the Murji'a. They are the closest to that which is correct. Because they said, okay, it's speech on the tongue and conviction in the heart. And the other one said, it's just conviction in the heart, with no speech. And the other one said, it's just speech, with no conviction in the heart. And some of them said, the worst of them said, the Jahmiya said, it's just ma'rifah. Person knows Allah. That's good. He's a mu'min. Just by knowing Allah. No speech, no conviction, nothing. So all of those are far straight. These are the closest, but they are in error. The point here is what? That the Shaykh is mentioning this very important point, where they deviated because of their definition that's defective, that's not complete. So they deviate on the reality that Iman increases and Iman decreases. And everybody experienced that in their own life. Every Muslim knows that the Iman is not the same from one day to the next or from the morning to the night. It's not the same. No, I'm sorry.
No, I just want to clarify. You said the Hanafiya were the closest to what's correct.
Yeah, they need the Hanafiya and the Maturidiyya. Their definition of Iman is that it's conviction in the heart and speech on the tongue. So they're closer than the people who said it's just conviction in the heart or just speech on the tongue. They're closer. But closer doesn't mean anything. It doesn't help in reality. I'm just saying, in terms of those who are the furthest away and those who are closer, that's all. It's just, no, you know, I mean, it's like the, Zaydiyya, Shia. The scholars say they're closer to the Ahlul Sunnah. But it doesn't mean, and it doesn't really help. They're still astray. So here the Shaykh, and he begins to mention some ayat, proofs that Iman increase and decrease. This is a big topic. Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah mentions it in detail in Al-Aqidah al-Hamawiyyah. And Shaykh Muhammad, Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin, Ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, summarizes Hamawiyya, and he discusses this in brief, what Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah discussed in detail about the issue of increase and decrease of Iman. It's the end of Al-Aqidah al-Hamawiyyah. So the first ayat that he mentions is the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Al-Anfal, I think it's the 8th surah, 2nd ayat. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. So if his ayat, the ayat of Allah, are recited upon them, it increases them in Iman. And the ayat goes on to say, and it's important, the rest of the ayat is also important, this is the shahid, this is the point, yani that the Iman increase. That's a proof, what? That Iman, clear proof, that Iman, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they put their trust in their Rabb alone. And they depended and relied and trusted in Allah alone. And actually in this series of ayats in the beginning of Surah Al-Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions five qualities of the people of Iman that he mentioned here with, when the ayats of Allah are recited to them, they increase Iman. He mentioned five other qualities. And from the significance of that, of what he mentions here, of the qualities of the people of Iman, and he mentioned at the end of the ayat, that these are the people who are the believers, mu'minuna, yani these are the real believers in truth. And from amongst those qualities that he mentioned is that they perform the prayers and they give and they spend out of what Allah has provided for them, which are actions, clearly actions that are part of Iman. He said these are the people who are the true believers. It includes actions, clearly, in these ayat. The second place he quoted from Surah At-Tawbah, 9th Surah, 124th ayat, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. As for those who believe, yani it increased them in Iman. And then he mentions from Surah Al-Muddathir, 31st ayat, I don't know, Muddathir is 74? وَيَزْدَادُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. And those, yani the people, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who, people who have Iman, so their Iman increases. And here I'm just going to mention, because it's a very important point, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen mentions, and I would like to read it, but I don't think we're going to have time. He mentioned that, yani from the darura aqliya, and from that which is necessitated by the intellect, is that anything that increases may also decrease. And that's a rational necessity, that if something has the potential to increase, it also has the potential to decrease. So Shaykh Imam Muhammad ibn Salih Uthaymeen mentions some of these same ayats, and most of the scholars mention these same ayats, and others besides them that are similarly, yani proof. But the point is that these ayats mention increase, they don't mention decrease. But the evidence here is what? Is that everything that is a proof of increase of iman is also a proof of decrease. And the opposite is also true. Whatever is a proof of decrease of iman is also a proof of increase. Because if what if it's possible to decrease, it's possible to increase. Possible to increase, it's possible to decrease. Shaykh says, هذه الآيات تدل على زيادة الإيمان والنقص. So these ayats indicate or point to the increase of iman and the decrease of iman, or the yani defectiveness of iman. كما في قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام. And just as in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here he quotes this hadith as a proof of decrease of iman. من راى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده. Whoever from amongst you sees munkar, that which is evil, whether it is the commission of a sin or the omission of that which is obligatory, all of that is munkar. Whoever amongst you sees munkar, then he must change it with his hands. And if he has, first and foremost, the authority, and secondly, the ability. But even if a person has the ability, without authority, you can't change it with your hands. Because you're not, yani, you're not the law enforcer. Everybody in the street doesn't just jump up and say, I'm going to enforce the law and punish people and do whatever. No. Whoever from amongst you sees munkar, then change it with his hands. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعَ فَبِلِسَانِهِ. And if he's not able, then at least with his tongue. Yani speak out against it. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعَ فَبِقَلْبِهِ. And if a person is not even able to speak out, that's very possible. If a person is not even able to speak out, then yani with his heart, yani meaning hate it in the heart, وَذَلِكَ أَدْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ. And that is the weakest of iman, meaning the iman has gone down to a level where after this, that's the weakest, meaning after that there's nothing else. So here this hadith is what? A proof that iman decreases to the extent that it will become so weak, that will be the weakest of iman. If that's not there, then there's no iman left. فَدَلَّ عَلَى أَنَّ الْإِيمَانِ يَنْقُصُ. So this hadith is an indication that iman decreases. And in another narration of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, there's nothing after this of iman, and after that person hated in the heart, there's nothing after this of iman, yani حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلَ يعني وَلَيْسَ وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. And there's not even a mustard seed of iman left. Not even a mustard seed of iman. That's yani خلاص, and it's over. دَلَّ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ يَنْقُصْ حَتَّى يَكُونَ عَلَى وَزَنْ حَبَّةِ خَرْدَلَ. Yani so iman increases until it comes to the amount of iman that's equal to the weight of a mustard seed. But if a person doesn't hate in their heart, there's not even that iman left. Not even the weight of a mustard seed. And also in another authentic hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, أَخْرِجُ مِنَ النَّارِ مَنْ كَانَ فِي قَلْبِهِ أَدْنَى أَدْنَى مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ. He said, remove from the fire whoever has in their heart the smallest or the least, the lowest amount of a weight of a mustard seed of iman. And the person who has the least amount of even a mustard seed of iman, remove them from the fire. And this is what Allah will allow some people, and some of the believers or the martyrs or whoever, to intercede and take people out of the hellfire. So Shaykh Salih Fawzan says, so iman is speech on the tongue, and it is conviction in the heart, and it is actions of the limbs of the body. It increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience. This is the correct definition that is derived from the book and the sunnah. Meaning that the evidences for this definition is in the Quran and sunnah. It's not something somebody made up. It's actually derived directly from the Quran and from the sunnah. Here the Shaykh mentions the different denominations or different groups of the murji'ah. He said, this is the correct definition of iman. What is the correct definition of iman? What is it? I'm asking. This is the real question now.
Speech on the tongue.
Speech on the tongue.
Affirmation in the heart.
Affirmation in the heart and actions of the limbs. This is the correct definition of iman. فَلَيْسَ كَمَا تَقُولُهُ الْحَنَفِيَّةِ It is not like the Hanafis say. That is speech on the tongue and is conviction بِالْجَنَانِ يعني بِالْقَلْبِ It's not as the Hanafis say. Limiting it to speech on the tongue and conviction in the heart. Secondly, he said, and it is not as the Qaramiyya say. They're also from the Murji'ah. It is not as the Qaramiyya say. That is just speech on the tongue. And a person expresses, yani the iman on the tongue, that's their mu'min. No consideration, anything being in the heart. Forget about actions, not even anything in the heart, just speech on the tongue. وَلَيْسَ كَمَا تَقُولُهُ الْأَشْعَرِيَةِ It is not also like the Ash'ariyya say, or the Ash'a'ira. That is اعتقاد القلب فقط. That is only a conviction in the heart. وَلَيْسَ كَمَا تَقُولُهُ الْجَهْمِيَةِ وَهُوَ الْمَعْرِفَ بِالْقَلْبِ فَقَطْ And it's not like the Jahmiya said. That is just ma'rifa. Yani a person having knowledge. Person having, yani recognizing Allah. Just recognition. It's not like that. فَالْمُرْجِيَةَ أَرْبَعَ تَوَائِفَ So here the Shaykh says what? The Murji'ah are four different groups. The Hanafiyya, Qaramiyya, Asha'ira, and Jahmiyya. وَأَبْعَدُهَا الْجَهْمِيَةَ And the furthest of them from the truth is the Jahmiyya. Because they don't require speech on the tongue or conviction in the heart. Actions, nothing. Just what? Huh? Ma'rifa. Ma'rifa. Just to know. They know you. They know Allah, you're a believer. They're the first. Like, this is outrageous. Somebody might say, how did they come to these conclusions? Allahu A'lam, we ain't got time for that. Point is, it's clearly wrong, right? How they got to there? By following shaitan. Khutuwat al-shaitan. So, he said the first of them is the Jahmiyyah. The Jahmiyyah say what? That iman is ma'arifa. Having knowledge. Acquaintance in the heart. Person has their heart knows that Allah exists. Based on their view, يَكُولُ فِرْعَوْنُ مُؤْمِنًا لِأَنُّهُ عَارِفُ Based on their view, Fir'aun, Pharaoh, he's a believer. Based on their view, he will be a believer because he knows Allah. وَإِبْلِيسُ يَكُولُ مُؤْمِنًا لِأَنُّهُ عَارِفُ بِقَلْبِهِ Even Iblis will be a believer because he also knows Allah in his heart. وَعَلَى قَوْلِ الْأَشْعَارِ And based on the saying of the Asha'ira, which is, what is the opinion of the Asha'ira? Iman is what? Huh? Conviction in the heart. Conviction in the heart alone. Conviction in the heart alone. Based on the opinion of the Asha'ira, yani innahu tasdiq bil qalb, that a person testifies that, yani in their heart, they acknowledge the truth. Based on their opinion, yakunu Abu Lahab. And Abu Talib and Abu Jahl was Sa'ir al-Mushrikeen yakunu mu'minina. Based on the opinion of the Sha'ira, that is just yani testification to the truth in the heart, then Abu Lahab and Abu Talib and Abu Jahl and the rest of the Mushriks, they will all be believers. They will all be believers. Why? لِأَنَّهُمْ مُوقِنُونَ بِقُلُوبِهِمْ وَمُصَدِّقُونَ يعني يصدقون النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في قلوبهم ولكن منعهم الكبر والحسد من اتباعه I'm sorry جزاك الله خير I needed to hear that even though I don't want to hear it الحمد لله So he said even the mushriks they would be believers because they have certainty in their heart. They testify and in their heart they recognize the truthfulness of what the Prophet ﷺ brought. They recognize this in their hearts. But what prevented them from entering Islam and submitting is pride and hasad. What do we say hasad? Envy or jealousy. Naam, envy. Pride and envy. Naam. That is what prevented them from following him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the Shaykh says, "Well, Yahud ya'tarifuna annahu rasulullah fi qulubihim." Even the Jews acknowledge in their hearts that he is the Messenger of Allah. But the envy and the pride prevented them from surrendering. Allah says in the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 146 ayat, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمْ الْكِتَابُ, yani the people of the book, يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ, yani they know him just as they know their own sons. And they know the Prophet, who he is. They know, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is the Messenger of Allah. And he also mentions that the mushrikeen, the pagan disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning them in Surah Al-An'am, 33rd ayat, Surah An'am, 8, 7, An'am, 6 surah, 133rd ayat. Allah says, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ إِنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنَكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ, yani, we know that, yani, you have some sadness, yani, it causes you sadness, that which they are saying, yani, the mushrikeen. Allah says, فَإِنَّهُمْ لَا يُكَذِّبُونَكَ وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْهَدُونَ. We understand that they are causing some sadness to your heart, what they are saying. But Allah is saying, but indeed, they didn't say you are a liar. They didn't say you're not telling the truth. But rather, the zalimeen. And most of the time, the zalimeen in the Quran means the mushrikeen. Most of the time. It means the mushrikeen. The greatest zulm we know is what? Shirk. But the zalimeen, the mushrikeen, because that's what he said over here, mushrikeen, Sheikh says. He says that the zalimeen, the mushrikeen, they are denying our ayat. They're not saying you're a liar, but they're rejecting the ayat of Allah. The Sheikh says, so the meaning of they didn't call you a liar, لا يكذبونك, it means that they يصدقونك. They recognize that you're telling the truth. So recognition of the truth will make them a believer, according to the false interpretations of the people of the deviation. نعم شاعر تصديق بالقلب. Then he closes by saying Abu Talib has some lines of poetry, and I'm not good with poetry, but in any case the meaning of it, لَقَدْ عَلِمْتُ أَنَّ دِينَ مُحَمَّدٍ مِنْ خَيْرِ أَدْيَانَ وَرِيَةٍ. نعم, that Abu Talib said, I definitely knew that the deen of Muhammad is from the best of the deens of the creation, in the creation of the people, of everything that Allah created. As a deen, it's the best of them. وَلَوْلَا مَلَامَتَ وَلَوْلَا الْمَلَامَةُ أَوْ حَذَرِ مَسَبَّتِ لَرَأَيْتَنِي سَمْحًا بِذَلِكَ مُبِينًا. So if it wasn't for Malama, yani if it wasn't for me fearing blame from my people, yani from his tribe, getting some feet, some, what they call that? Pushback or whatever. And if it wasn't for him feeling that they're going to blame him, or for fear of being insulted, yani by the people, by the Arabs, or the people who are on his same level, insulting him, saying bad things to him, if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for the social pressure in the society, from his tribe and the other people, the other leaders, he said, you would have seen me openly announcing, yani, my belief in this. You would have seen me openly announcing this. But out of fear of the people, he didn't do it. We only have a few minutes remaining. And we have a few minutes between the adhan and the qiyam. We're going to take half of that time, inshallah. I'm going to try to read quickly to you. Yani, there are several statements here. But we're going to look at the statements of the two imams, Al-Imam Abdulaziz al-Ibaz, rahimahullah, and Imam al-Albani. And Sheikh al-Albani's commentary is a little bit lengthy, so I'm going to try to go quickly. Sheikh Abdulaziz al-Ibaz, rahimahullah, said, this definition, that he's saying that iman is only the affirmation on the tongue and the confirmation of the truthfulness in the heart, he said this definition requires some examination, and it's defective, it's not complete. So what is correct is that which is the view of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and that is that iman is speech, and it's action, and it's conviction. يعني قول وعمل واعتقاد. It increases with obedience, and decreases with disobedience. And the evidences of this definition of iman, from the book and the sunnah, are more than can be enumerated. Naam. And the Shari, al-Imam Ibn Abdul Is, in his explanation of Tahawiyyah, has mentioned some of them, some of those evidences. He mentioned a lot of them, but there are many, many more. So whoever wants to see some of the evidence can go back and see what he said in his explanation. This point and the next three or four points, Al-Imam Ibn Abil Izz, he explained them all together, about 4 points. And his explanation of them came to about more than 30 pages. So he really brought a lot of detail. Whoever really wants to like look at it in detail, what we're going to read is sufficient, or what we have read already is sufficient. But whoever wants to see the details, you go back to the explanation of Al-Imam Ibn Abil Izz. Sheikh says, and removing actions from iman, this is the opinion, the saying of the murji'ah. And this difference between the murji'ah, yani who said actions are not a part of iman, and the salaf, or the ahli sunnah, he said, this difference is not lafdhiyan. It's not just in wording. It's not that they're just expressing it differently. بَلْ هُوَ لَفْذِيًّا وَمَعْنَوِيًّا. They're expressing it differently in words, and the meaning of what they're saying is different. So it's not a figurative difference, it's a real difference. And what, not just in the words, but what they mean is very different. And the difference in the meaning, يَتَرَتَّبْ عَلَيْهِ أَحْكَامْ كَثِيرًا. And the difference in what they're saying, yani based on it, there are many legal rulings based on this difference of opinion. So it's not just difference in wording, rather there are real differences that make a difference in the Islamic rulings. And those ahkam, kathira, are known to those who reflect, who contemplate and examine carefully the speech of the Ahlul Sunnah and the speech of the Murji'ah. Wallahu musta'an. After this, Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani, we still have some time left. We didn't even get to the time for that van yet. I think, unless I'm looking at this board wrong. I know, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that from her. So, Sheikh Al-Imam Muhammad Nasruddin Al-Albani, rahimahullah, so I'm going to go quickly. This definition that we have here, including that which is in the heart and the tongue, he said this is the madhab of Al-Hanafiyyah and Al-Maturidiyyah. Al-Hanafiyyah or Al-Maturidiyyah. And this is the madhab of who? Huh? Yeah. Now. And it's widespread in certain countries where the Hanafi madhab is dominant. The Hanafi madhab and Maturidiyah. Yeah. It appears as though that's his own statement, yeah. Because remember, an imam, in the beginning of this text, al-imam al-Tahawi says that what he's going to narrate is the aqidah of the imams of the ummah, al-imam Abu Hanifa, and al-imam Abu Yusuf, and imam Muhammad al-Shaybani. He's saying this is the aqidah of imam Abu Hanifa. And his top students, not the people who came later on. No, this is the people of the founder of the madhab. That's what he starts with in the beginning of this aqidah. In any case, quickly, this is the madhab of Hanafiyyah and Maturidiyyah. As opposed to the view of the Salaf and the majority of the Imams, like Imam Malik, Imam al-Shafi, Imam Ahmed, Al-Imam al-Awza'i, and others besides them. For these imams, the majority of the imams, زادوا على الإقراء والتصديق العمل بالأركان. They said that it's more than just what's on the tongue and the heart, but it's the actions of the limb. Sheikh Al-Bani says, ليس الخلاف بين المذهبين اختلافا صوريا. يعني this difference between these two madhabs is not just in its appearance, surah, صوريا. No, it's not just in appearance, it's حقيقيا, it's reality, a real difference. He said it's not just difference in appearance, which is the position of the Shari. The Shari, the one who's explaining Tahawiyyah, is Al-Imam Ibn Abil Izz. Ibn Abil Izz, in his explanation, he says that this is just any difference in wording. They're really in agreement. And the two madhabs are really the same. That's what he said. I read it. I went back and read it. He said, but it's not like that, as he's claimed. And his claim is based on, he said, the proof that there's not a real difference, it's just a difference in the way we're expressing it. He said, the proof that there's no real difference is that they all agreed that the one who commits a major sin doesn't go out of iman, like the Khawarij said. These two madhabs, the Hanafiya and the Salaf, yani Ahl Sunnah and Jama'ah, agree that the person who commits major sins, so even though they're saying actions are not a part of iman, they're saying, but we agree that if a person commits a major sin, we're not like the Khawarij, we say he doesn't go out of iman. And also, they said, وَأَنَّهُ فِي مَشِيَةِ اللَّهِ إِنْ شَاءَ عَذَّبَهُ وَإِنْ شَاءَ عَفَى عَنْهُ. They also agreed that the person who commits major sins is subject to the will of Allah. If Allah wills, He punishes them. If He wills, He will pardon them. So they're in agreement. So you see, it's really no difference. And they don't have a different opinion, it's just that they're saying it differently. But saying that the action is not a part of iman is not just saying it differently. That's a whole different meaning. Shaykh al-Bani goes on to say, even though this agreement that he mentions here is true, they do agree on these points, but nonetheless, the Hanafiya, if they were not in opposition to the majority of the scholars, if they didn't have a real difference with the majority of the scholars in their rejection of action being a part of iman, if there wasn't a real difference there, they would have agreed with the majority that iman increases and decreases. The fact that they don't accept that iman increases proves that in reality they have a different definition. They are not in agreement. Even if they agree on some points, they don't agree on the reality of iman, that it includes actions, and because actions are part of iman, iman increases and decreases. They said no, iman does not increase and decrease. Shaykh says this is the proof that the difference between them is real. Otherwise, they would have agreed that iman increases and decreases, and increases with obedience and decreases with disobedience, in spite of, yani, they don't agree with this, in spite of the abundance of evidence all supporting one another from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the narrations of the Salaf saying that iman increases and decreases. And the Shari, al-Imam Ibn Abdi, is mentioned, yani, a good amount of those evidences that iman increases and decreases. However, the Hanafiya insisted that speech, I mean, they insisted ala al-qawd, yani on their view, their statement, بخلاف تلك الأدلة الصريحة في زيادة والنقصان. He said the Hanafiya insisted on taking their position that actions are not a part of iman, in spite of the clear evidences of increase and decrease of iman, and they went beyond the bounds to, in a clear way and in a false way, to reinterpret the evidences to support that actions are not a part of iman. And here he said the Shari, and he mentioned some samples of this as well. Rather, more than that, he narrates from Abi Mu'ayn al-Nasafi, أنه طعن في صحة الحديث الإيمان بدع وسبعون شعبة. He brings to us, he conveys to us the position of one of their people who said, and who challenged and tried to discredit the authenticity of the hadith that iman is 70 or 60 some odd branches. He tried to reject the hadith because the hadith is a clear evidence that iman increases and decreases because it includes actions and speech. Even though he tried to discredit this hadith, even though every imam of hadith accepted it and used it as a proof, including Al-Bukhari and Muslim in their two sahihs. And still he tried to reject it. Why? Because it proves the falsehood of his madhab. And this hadith, he said, is mentioned in Silsila Hadith al-Sahiha. وَمَا ذَلَكَ إِلَّا. And there's no reason for them attacking this hadith except that لِأَنَّهُ صَرِيحٌ فِي مُخَالَفَةِ مَذْهَبِهِمْ. Except that he's really crystal clear. He's making it crystal clear that he's in contradiction or in opposition to the madhab of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Salaf. Then the Shaykh goes on to mention some other points to show that this is not just, yani, a difference in wording, but there's a real difference in the meaning of what they're saying here. If they were really in agreement, and there's no real difference, it's just in appearance, in the way that, yani, the Shaykh says, Suriyan, كَيْفَ يَصِحُّ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْخِلَافَ الْمَذْكُورَ سُرِيًّا وَهُمْ يُجِيزُونَ بِأَفْجَرْ واحد منهم أن يقولوا إيماني كإيمان أبي بكر الصديق. How can this just be a difference in appearance and not a real difference when these people say it's permissible for the most wicked and corrupt and criminal one from amongst them They say it's permissible. And they say my iman is like the iman of Abu Bakr Siddiq. They say that's permissible. Because iman is one, doesn't increase and decrease, and everybody's iman is the same. Rather, they say that this corrupt, criminal, filthy, yani corrupt person, it's permissible for him to say his iman is like the iman of the prophets and messengers. His iman is like the iman of Jibril and Mikael, alayhi salatu wasalam. How can this only be a difference of opinion in appearance, Shaykh al-Albani says, when these people, based on their madhab, لا يجيزون لأحدهم مهما كان فاجرا فاسقا أن يكون أنا مؤمن إن شاء الله تعالى. They do not allow it. They don't say it's permissible for any one of them, no matter how wicked and corrupt he is. It's not permissible. They say it's not permissible for you to say, I'm a believer in Shah Allah. It's not permissible for a wicked, corrupt, criminal person to say, inshallah, I'm a believer, inshallah. You can't say that. Why? Because you have to be certain that you are actually a believer, no matter how much sins you commit. Because actions are not a part of iman. So there's no doubt about you being a mu'min. So it's not permissible to say, I'm a believer, inshallah. And this is the second issue that makes a clear distinction between the madhab of the Hanafiya and the madhab of the Salaf. He said, they say, that it's not permissible for a wicked, corrupt, criminal person to say, I'm a believer, inshallah. And he said, inshallah, why? Because I'm a criminal, sinner, I'm a corrupt person. That's what I'm saying, inshallah. And they say, no, it's not permissible. Allah, or rather he said, they don't allow him to say that. Rather they say it's mandatory that you have to say, Ana mu'min haqqan. I'm a believer, haqqan. And what did Allah say about the believers, haqqan? The Shaykh mentions here that Allah says in Surah Al-Anfal, 8th Surah, 2nd through 4th ayat, Allah says, time. Allahumma musta'an. I got 1 minute left. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Allah says that indeed, the only ones who are real believers, the only believers are those who, when Allah, yani when the إِذَا ذُكِرَ, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble with fear. Not the corrupt, criminal, sinful person. No, the believers, the real believers, indeed, are those who, when Allah's name is mentioned, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts tremble with fear. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِي زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when His ayats are recited, it increases them in iman. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they rely and trust in Allah alone. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. They are those who establish the prayer. وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. And for what we have provided for them, they spend. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا. These, and only these, are the true believers. They said, no, you got to say, أَنَا مُؤْمِنْ حَقًّا. Even though you commit zina, you engage in riba, you murdering and killing people, whatever, all that, no problem. You are mu'min haqqan. Shaykh says, who is more truthful than Allah? Yani the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, 4th Surah, 22nd ayah. And then I'm going to complete what he says, and I'll try to just read the translation. Binaan ala dhalika kullihi. So based on this, all of this that has been mentioned, and their view, they went to the extreme, beyond the bounds, in their ta'assub, in their fanaticism, to this yani incorrect madhab. And they mentioned that whoever makes istithna in his iman, whoever says I'm a believer inshallah, whoever says that, faqad kafar. To say that, you become a kafir if you say inshallah. So you have to be, I'm a mu'min, khalas, I don't care what kind of sins I'm committing, I'm a mu'min. Otherwise you say inshallah, faqad kafar, he became a kafir. وَفَرَّوْا عَلَيْهِ أَنَّهُ لَا يَجُوزْ لِلْحَنَفِ أَنْ يَتَزَوَّدْ بِالْمَرَأَ شَافِئِيَّةً. And danced out from that view, he became a kafir if you say inshallah. They said it's not permissible for a Hanafi man to marry a Shafi'i woman. But some of them, they claimed, za'amu, that they are tolerant. So they allowed the Hanafi man to marry a Shafi'i woman, but not the opposite. Not a Hanafi woman to marry a Shafi man. Listen to what he's saying here. Some of them say we're tolerant. We allow the Hanafi man to marry a Shafi woman. وَأَلَّلَ ذَلِكَ بِقَوْلِهِ تَنْزِيلًا لَهَا مَنْزِيلَةَ أَحْلِ الْكِتَابِ. And the reason why they allow the Hanafi man to marry a Shafi woman, because they consider her like the Ahlul Kitab. Yani a Muslim can marry Ahlul Kitab woman, right? But the Muslim woman came out Ahlul Kitab man. So he said, we're tolerant. We consider her like Ahlul Kitab, like a Kafir woman from the people of the book. So you can marry her. But our women can't marry these guys. Because they say, inshallah, they became Kafirs. And close with this, Sheikh Al-Bani says, I know a man. He was from the Shuyukh of the Hanafiya. And a man from the Shuyukh of the Shafi'iyya asked to marry his daughter. And he refused, saying, لَوْ لَا أَنَّكَ شَافِعِي. If you wasn't a Shafi, I'll marry her to you. So after this, is there any room for any doubt that this difference of opinion is real? It's not in wording alone. And whoever wants to know more about this, then go back to the book of Shaykh Islam Taymiyyah Al-Iman, his book Iman. For it is the best of what has been offered on this subject. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. I ask Allah for myself and for each of you that He grants success. And doing whatever we do sincerely for His sake alone in accordance with the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and His kindness and His generosity, that He recognize, record and reward our good deeds, and pardon, forgive and overlook our mistakes and errors, and that He grant us al-thabat, that He keep us firm on what we are upon now, as Sirat al-Mustaqim, until we die, until we return to Him in a condition in which we are pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. Pleased with Him and pleasing to Him. We ask Allah to grant speedy and complete and complete recovery to those amongst us who are sick, and to shower those who have passed away, to shower their graves, yani, with His rahmah, and to make their graves spacious, and to fill their graves with light, and to admit them into His paradise, and to save them from the punishment of the hellfire and the punishment of the grave. And finally, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant relief to the Muslims, wherever they may be, men, women, and children, especially in Gaza and in other places, in the Muslim lands and in the Kafir lands, who are being persecuted and murdered and slaughtered for no other reason than that they believe in Allah. Wallahu musta'an. Indeed, Allah is the one. Not the UN, not the President or the Prime Minister or anybody who's sympathetic. Allah alone. Allahu musta'an. He's the one that we should seek help from.